today I'm sitting here and I'm like trembling myself because this is a very emotional committee hearing and an emotional day for many of us who are survivors of domestic violence. I am a co-sponsor of Intro 1085. And what I will say to the city is that it's 2018 and you need to make this a priority.
That's City Council member Diana Ayala in front of the City Council's Committee on Women, sharing her own story of leaving an abusive marriage. It took her almost 20 years, Ayala said. It took her 3 years to save $400 to finalize her divorce.
I can tell you the day that I walked out of there when I signed that divorce paper and my ex-husband was walking out one door and I was walking out the other. We were both crying, and we were both crying for different reasons. I was crying because I was free. He was crying because he lost his control over me.
Intro 1085, the bill Ayala is co-sponsoring with Councilmember Mark Traeger, would force New York City to pay the legal bills for divorce on behalf of victims of domestic abuse. The city already pays for legal counsel and housing court for low-income tenants and immigrants facing deportation, but right now, victims of domestic violence are on their own. Dorchen Leithold is the director of the Center for Battered Women's Legal Services at Sanctuary for Families. She underscored the critical need.
Marriage to an abusive partner puts survivors' future income and savings in jeopardy, leaves the door open to the abuser making critical medical decisions on the victim's behalf, racking up debt in the victim's name that may detrimentally affect her ability to rent an apartment or access credit. Trapped in an abusive marriage, victims cannot remarry or have other children without their abusive spouse being considered the other parent in the eyes of our current state law. All of this makes severing marital ties critically important for married abuse survivors.
I want to thank my colleague, Councilmember Ayala.
Councilmember Mark Traeger.
I was actually not aware of her powerful very emotional story as I was working on this legislation, but I thank her immensely for turning her pain into purpose and for sharing something that I believe many folks are also going through experiencing at this time. And I strongly commend you, I support you, we have your back, and we're going to get this done, council member.
There's another piece of legislation that would train cosmetologists to spot signs of domestic abuse. That bill, Intro 371, was introduced by Councilmember Rafael Salamanca. This concerns Commissioner Cecile Noel from the mayor's office.
We are concerned about placing an enhanced responsibility on cosmetologists, who may not have the expertise in serving survivors of abuse, by requiring that they receive targeted training to identify and respond to domestic violence.
Charlena, a survivor of domestic abuse, supports the bill. She spoke on behalf of VOW, Voices of Women, a grassroots organization that organizes to improve the systems that abused women rely on for safety and justice.
It's important for us to acknowledge the crucial role that hairstylists can play in a victim's life. They can notice signs of abuse like bald spots where hair once grew or bruises covered by makeup. For many, a hairstylist is a confidant, and individuals may disclose an abusive relationship. I agree. I can agree on that from firsthand experience.
Salamanca is passionate about the bill. He believes barbers who share close relationships with their clients should also receive training. Councilmember Helen Rosenthal, who chairs the Committee for Women, told WBAI after the hearing that one of her biggest takeaways was that organizations who receive city funding to help survivors should be required to hire survivors of domestic violence. She intends to write this into the legislation. From City Hall, Jessica Brockington reporting.